Truth as well. What plans for the future, Dan?
We don't really have any solid plans, but you know, we've talked a little bit about like maybe starting around May or something, working on the next record. So yeah, Dave is actually, I think, building a studio, looking into building a studio where we'll probably do some of it there and some of it, you know, around LA or whatever.
And would you be touring then again?
Oh, yeah.
Come to Ireland again, hopefully.
Of course. What do you think? We're not going to come back?
I hope so. I'm always at your case.
You know, it's so ridiculous with the Foo Fighters. Every time the band stops touring for an album, everybody thinks we broke up.
I never thought that.
But everybody thinks that. Every interview I've done lately, they're like, so what's the deal with the breakup rumors? I'm like, I don't know why people think that.
I couldn't take it if I heard that.
I do know why people think that. It's because every time Dave gets tired at the end of a touring cycle, he starts talking about breaking up. But he doesn't really mean it. He's just talking.
He said it on Guns N' Roses Live, we're splitting up. That's it.
See, there you go. It's his own damn fault.
Well, Chris, I wish you luck with everything
you do. Thank you.
Foo Fighters,
thank
Jackson,
you
your boxing career.
Yep. Okay.
Thanks very much for talking to me today.
All right. Well, thanks
Good
for doing the interview.
Good luck with the tour and gigs and everything. Thank you.
Thanks. Take care.